folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and there's another show lined up here of some great bluegrass music that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. It's sort of holiday time in New Zealand, end of December, which is when we have our summer holidays, and many of you listeners might be on holiday, and hopefully I'm playing some good bluegrass music that's great for your holiday period. And we're going to start with Laurie Lewis and Tom Rosen from the album The Oak and the Laurel. And we're going to hear a fiddle tune. It's a great fiddle tune. I love it. And especially the way they sing it. Sleepy Eyed John, and a song about a fiddle player. And then a bit of a Texas fiddle tune to follow called Tom and Jerry. So let's listen now to Sleepy Eyed John, Tom and Jerry from Laurie Lewis and Tom Rosen. Here it comes.
You better tie your shoe.
Sleepy Eyed John.
Better get your britches on.
Try to get to heaven before the devil gets you.
Sleepy Eyed John had a wooden leg. The leg wasn't nothing but a little wooden peg. With one shoe off and one shoe on, he could play a double shuffle till the cows come home.
Sleepy Eyed John.
Better get your britches on.
Sleepy Eyed John.
You better tie your shoe.
Sleepy Eyed John.
Better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets you.
Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you.
You better tie your shoes.
Sleepy Eyed John.
Better get your britches on.
Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a great fiddle tune from Laurie Lewis and Tom Rosum there. They had Craig Smith playing banjo, Peter McLaughlin playing guitar. He's visited New Zealand as part of the Sonoran Dogs, and he was a delight to have here. And Jerry Logan was playing bass, and we'll hear from some of them a little bit later. Meanwhile, let's listen to a band called the Dreadful Snakes. These started out as a band that Bela Fleck wanted he wanted some musicians to pick with when he was off the road. So he put together a bunch of people, all from Nashville. Jerry Douglas on dobro, Pat Enright on guitar, Bela Fleck on banjo, Mark Hembry on bass, Blaine Sprouse on fiddle, Roland White on mandolin and vocals, and they did some great songs. This album is called The Dreadful Snakes, Snakes Alive. Came out about 1983-84. It's got some great music on it. We're going to hear a song called Don't Let Your Sweet Love Die. And then a little bit later in the program, we'll hear the instrumental Sally Ann. But this is from the Dreadful Snakes. Let's have a listen.
Take away the smile, leave the tears. My heart believes in you, please say you love me too. Don't leave me now, don't let your sweet love die. I drifted all alone, with no one to call my own. And then you came like an angel from the sky. You said we'd never part, so don't even break my heart. Be mine alone, don't let your sweet love die. Don't let your sweet love die like the flowers in the fall. Don't take away the smile, neither tears. My heart believes in you, please say you love me too. Here to face the lonely year. Though the flowers fade away, they'll bloom again someday. When you love me, when the road buds open wide, only your kiss to be only a memory. Don't leave me now, don't let your sweet love die. Life would seem like death to me. I can't believe it's true. Please say you love me too. I need you so. Don't let your sweet love die. Don't let your sweet love die like flowers in the fall. Don't take away the smile, leave the tears. My heart believes in you. Please say you love me too. Leave me here to face the lonely years. Don't leave me now, don't let your sweet love die.
Some great music from the Dreadful Snakes there, and we'll hear a fiddle tune from them a little bit later. But now we're going to hear from one of my favourite bands, certainly of recent years, called High Fidelity. Album came out in 2020 called the Banjo Players Blues. I got a picture of four of the band playing banjos sitting out the back of a SUV, and it's a great picture, really. Everyone playing banjos, but I'm not going to play one of those songs. Even and that one I'm going to play a tune called Helen, which is a lovely tune. Here's High Fidelity.
Helen, the night that I met you, it seemed that my heart went your way. Love was the word that told the story. I wish you were here with me today. You told me that I need not worry, that you would always be mine. Helen, my darling, please tell me, a place in your heart I'll always find.
Great song, wasn't it? That was High Fidelity. Jeremy Stevens on guitar and vocals. Karina Rose Logsdon on fiddle and vocals. Kurt Stevenson on banjo. Daniel Armick on mandolin. And Vicky Vaughan on upright bass. And I just love the way they play bluegrass music.
Hey folks, it's Des here from the band Whistle, based in Dublin, Ireland. And like me, you're enjoying listening to the mighty sounds of Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Tremwith.
That was a fiddle tune, Sally Ann, played by the Dreadful Snakes there. It's a great fun tune to mess around on if you've got a banjo or a mandolin in your hand. It's really good fun to play. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. This program comes from Free FM 89.0, and we're based in Hamilton. And we call it the centre of bluegrass in New Zealand, but that's partly because my band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, sort of came from here, and Hamilton County seemed to be a good name to give our band, and it all sort of started out around Hamilton. So a long time ago, when I got a banjo from Shearer's Music Works, I got a five-string banjo in 1960. Five. It was a famous five-string banjo. It started playing music, and we managed to get an album on the Elektra label of the Dillards. Album was called Back Porch Bluegrass, and I guess that's where the name of the program came from. It always stuck with me. Rodney Dillard on guitar, Doug Dillard on five-string banjo, Dean Webb on mandolin, and Mitch Jain on bass. And we found their music to be absolutely fascinating, and it just drew us in. And I'm going to play you a track from those days. 1963, the album came out. I think we got it a couple of years later. And here's a tune from that album called Old Man at the Mill.
Forward and the gents fall back. Well, I'm sitting now, and he said, all right, lonesome day and a lonesome night. Thought I heard a pretty girl say, go to old night and sleep next day. Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will. Ain't in the hopper, any other inside. Lady step forward and the gents fall back. She flew. If I was a young one, I'd have two. One thought a kid, any other two. So when I'd have a string for my bo-bo-bo. Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will. Hand in the hopper, any other in the side. Lady step forward and the gents fall back.
Enjoyed hearing them again. They were a huge influence on my music. I'm going to play you another track from that album. I've selected Dixie Breakdown. This is a tune I learned to play on banjo. I just loved Doug's version of that Don Reno tune, the way he roars up and down the neck and does some intricate finger work there. And Dean Webb plays a wonderful mandolin part. Let's find Dixie Breakdown from the Dillards. This is from a different album. This is from the Live Almost album.
Thank you.
I spent hours listening to that album and that record and trying to learn to play banjo like Doug Dillard. That was the Dixie Breakdown. Still a great tune to perform, and the whole band gets into it with those stops. Another instrumentalist and a singer that I just loved to listen to was John Hartford. Most of my stuff from John Hartford still on vinyl, and one day we're going to have a session with some of my vinyl albums in here, because there's actually a record player in the studio. But there's a great album out called Memories of John, put out by the John Hartford String Band, and this is really interesting stuff and great music. The John Hartford String Band is Bob Carlin on banjo and vocals, Matt Coombs on fiddle and vocals, Mike Compton on mandolin and vocals, Chris Sharp on guitar and vocals, and Mark Schatz on bass and vocals. And they have special guests, and on the track that I've picked, Alison Brown as the banjo player as this particular guest, and I think Tim O'Brien is the vocalist. And the tune I've picked is one that I'm actually not familiar with John doing. It's called M-I-S-I-P, written, of course, by John. John died in 2001, far too soon, but there's a lot of people loved his music. And here's the John Hartford String Band. Memories of John is the name of the album, came out about 2010. And here's the tune M-I-S-I-P with Tim O'Brien doing vocals, Alison Brown doing the three-finger John Hartford style banjo.
See the steamboats paddling by, 'cause all I ever wanted since 10 years old was to pick and ride an old boat. Now see that pilot at the wheel, shaving shoals on 12-inch keels. I hope someday that he'll be me on the M-I-S-I-P.
John Hartford sound on that one, M-I-S-I-P, and that was Tim O'Brien singing in a vocal range that you don't often hear him singing in, and it just sounded magic. I guess when you got a good voice, you got a good voice. It doesn't matter what you're doing with it. Let's go back to the album that we really started the show with, Laurie Lewis, Tom Rosum, The Oak and the Laurel. And here's a song written by Don Stover, the great banjo player. And Tom's singing it and playing guitar. Laurie's playing fiddle. Craig Smith on banjo. Poor Country Boy.
If I ask you for a handout, don't turn me down. I've got a long, long way to go. Another town, another show tomorrow. I've seen lots of pretty women lifetime, but the one I gave my heart to lives down in Brandywine. She tells me it's all over now, but I keep hanging around somehow, just hoping. Well, I've lived way up in Boston, Shreveport in Tennessee. Those West Virginia mountains keep on calling me. They call it almost heaven. That's one place on earth I long to be. Just a poor country boy traveling through your town. If I ask you for a handout, don't turn me down. I've got a long, long way to go. Another town, another show tomorrow.
Tom Rodson singing Poor Old Country Boy, Don Stover song there with some great accompaniment from Laurie Lewis and Craig Smith on banjo. I've got a bit of a treat now, what I think is a bit of a treat for you. Many of you know that part of my musical life was spent in Australia. The Hamilton County Bluegrass Band went over to Australia, and we ended up touring with the Slim Dusty Show. And Slim was a rapidly rising figure in country music, a music that he came to dominate in Australia. He was called the King of Australian Country Music, and it was a title rightfully given. And he had the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band play on some tours in 1971 and 1972, and eventually Colleen Trenwith and myself went back in 1974 with a six-month-old baby boy, and we toured with him for another 3 years, and did a lot of recordings with Slim, and became an integral part of his music for quite a while. And we recorded some live concerts. It was a real privilege being part of the Slim Dusty Show, and we did one concert at Tamworth in New South Wales. It was a second live album that we did. The first one was at a town called Wagga Wagga. And so I'm going to play you a couple of tracks of Slim Dusty and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band live at Tamworth. The first song, Picking and Singing, is the way we started the show, and the person doing the singing along with Slim also co-wrote the song with him, and it's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band guitarist Alan Rhodes, who did a great job of singing some harmony and wrote a good song for kicking off a show. And then it's Stan Costa song, Old Time Drover's Lament, very much an Australian song, but the intention behind the song, I guess, is international. Great song. Slim always incorporated our music into his songs and really, really made it work. So I hope you enjoy this sort of Australian blend of country music and bluegrass from Slim Dusty live at Tamworth.
Let's give a big, hearty country music capital welcome to Australia's king of country music, Slim Dusty.
We're singing country music loud and strong. We'd like you all to join us along the road of song. We're singing country music all the way, picking and a-singing in the good old country way. We sing the old-time music in the good old country way. I know you'll feel like singing if you listen to us play. Fiddle and the mandolin are playing side by side, and if you see a grin or two, you'll know the reason why. Singing country music all the way, picking and a-singing in the good old country way. The banjo rings out clearly, it's picking all the while, and gives the old-time flavor in country music style. Polish up your finger picks and set yourself right down. You're just about to have a taste of banjo picking sound. We're singing country music loud and strong. We'd like you all to join us along the road of song. We're singing country music all the way, picking and a-singing in the good old country way. Yeah, picking and a-singing in the good old country way.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everyone. It's really great to be here at Country Music Capital and to meet you all again. I'd like to kick off with one anyway, which is a typical bush ballad based on a conversation between a young fella and an old-timer. I'd say possibly in a hotel over a few beers. And somewhere along the line, the young fella makes the mistake of asking the old-timer, had he ever been a-droving? Well, the old fella jumps up on his old bowed legs and he fires back with a story that we call the old-time drover's lament.
Well, you ask me if I've ever been a-drovin'. Oh, lad, you wouldn't know the meaning of that word. With the gravel road beside you and a fence along to guide you and a brand-new caravan behind the herd. Oh, a truck and caravan behind the herd. I'd like to have seen you young'uns in the old days with a wagonette and horses for your plant, where the desert land commences and there isn't any fences and the barren country wouldn't feed an ant. Oh, the barren country wouldn't feed an ant. Did you ever take your turn at riding night watch around the cattle on a dark and rainy camp? Did you ride around them singing with your moleskins wet and clinging and your body ached all over with the cramp? Oh, your body ached all over with the cramp. Hey! Did you ever see 1,000 head of cattle rush at nighttime just like a mighty flood? Did you hear the timber crashing? Did you feel the branches lashing? And your horse and you were soaked in sweat and blood. Oh, your horse and you were soaked in sweat and blood. Did you ever plod along behind the tailors and you couldn't see your horse's head for dust? And the cattle that you followed, they were very weak and hollow, and you wondered if you'd get them there or bust. You were doubtful if you'd get them there or bust. Did you ever take your turn at tailing horses when there wasn't any grass within your sight? Did you ever use the pliers? Did you cut the squatter's wires? And you fed them on the squatter's grass all night? Yes, and moved them out before the east was bright. Hey! Did you ever have to shoe a mob of cattle with horseshoes cut in halves to make them fit? Did you shoe them by the hour with your temper getting sour from break of dawn until the lamps were lit? Yes, you worked all day until the lamps were lit. So you ask me if I've ever been a droving. Oh, lad, you wouldn't know the meaning of that word. With the gravel road beside you and a fence along to guide you and a brand new caravan behind the herd. Yes, a truck and caravan behind the herd. Not like the old days now behind the herd. Oh, things have really changed behind the herd. Road trains roaring now behind the herd.
Oh, that's just an excerpt of the concert live at Tamworth. That's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Slim Dusty. It was a real honour to be part of that show, I tell you, and that hearing that brings back some memories. He was a great deliverer of songs, and he captured the spirit of the Australian outback in particular, and we delighted in being part of that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and playing you some of the music that I love. You might be listening on one of the access radio stations around New Zealand. Starts out at Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, but the access stations all around New Zealand, like Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. It's all played at some time or other during the week there. So, hi, if you're listening to me, nice to have you being part of the show. Also, the Access Radio stations in Canada that take it, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, hi you guys, Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. Really good to have you listening and hearing my South Pacific take on bluegrass music, and all the good folks listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thank you very much. And there's a whole body of people listening on podcasts, Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, all sorts of places where you can get bluegrass music. I appreciate the fact that you're listening to a New Zealand bluegrass show, and I hope you're just enjoying the music. We'll have a little bit more from the John Hartford String Band. This is a bluegrass song called Love Growing Cold, and it's got the whole string band with Chris Sharp doing vocals and Mike Compton doing the harmony vocals. It's a great song. John used to do a wonderful version of it in his live concerts, and here it is on an album for us to enjoy.
Done grown cold. I'm the one to ease my weary
John Hartford's string band with Love Grown Cold. Now, if you're listening to Kiwigrass, you'll be interested in local bluegrass music, and of course the Kiwigrass, New Zealand's national bluegrass festival, will be returning to Lake Karapiro on the mighty River Domain in Cambridge, from just south of Cambridge, from February 5th to the 7th in 2021. Organisers are promising all the best of New Zealand bluegrass music, to be some wonderful things there. We also have Bibi and her husband Alex Rubin. Bibi is a New Zealand banjo player, a delightful young woman who has been playing banjo with various people in the USA, including the very highly rated band Mile 12. And Bibi is visiting family in New Zealand at the time, and she will be at the Bluegrass Festival. Lots of Kiwi bluegrass bands, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, the band You, Me and Everybody, fine contemporary band, Wires and Wood, the Pippi Pickers will be there, you hear lots of them on this program, Roadworks, Hot Diggity, all-woman band, they'll be great entertainers there, Melling Station Boys, Kai Mai Express, and a few sort of sideways from bluegrass or bluegrass adjacent acts will be with it, like the Shindig Trio featuring Dave Kahn and Cotton Daisy Backstep. The Down Under Dogs will be there. Cat Tunks will be there with her Americana ensemble, the Barnyard Bangers, that's what they're called, and Trendworth, that's me and my boys, will be back. There'll be lots of great music there. There's a music camp that precedes it if you really want to know more about the music. You can find all this information about tickets and booking, accommodation, etc. on the festival website, www.kiwigrass.nz. And you can stay up to date with all the latest news by following the festival Facebook page, facebook.com/kiwigrass. And you can keep up to date with all that's happening there. Come along and enjoy us. We can have a great festival. Reminds me of the days of the Banjo Pickers conventions way back in the 1960s that were running contemporary with the bluegrass festival scene just getting underway in the USA, and New Zealand was right up there. Well, we're going to be one of the few places having a bluegrass festival in 2021. So if you're in New Zealand, come along and join us. Oh, let's listen to Seldom Seen from the album Scenic Roots. Here's the song called Highway of Heartache.
Silence of the dawn. God only knows the toll is taking. What will I do? The lady's gone. A lonesome road stretches before me, paved with tears and broken souls. No choice, I must be brave, for love so deep is only folded by the darkness of the grave. A lonesome road stretches before me, laid with tears. souls. It's a highway of heartache. Woe is me that I must go. Tears and broken souls. It's a highway of heartache. Woe is me that I must go. Woe is me that I must go.
Hi, bluegrass fans everywhere. My name's Keith McMillan and I live in the bluegrass capital of New Zealand, Hamilton. And you're listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
Yeah, thanks very much, Keith. Now, Bill Munro recorded some classic bluegrass in September 1946. Many people think that's the beginnings of bluegrass as we know it. Bill Munro always thought it started earlier than that. But this is a great tune called Heavy Traffic Ahead. And I've got it played on banjo by Bill Evans. He's a fine banjo player and a wonderful gentleman. I've talked with him. In fact, I've sat in his banjo classes up at the Grass Valley Festival in north of Sacramento in California, and he's a delightful person to share time with, as well as an astonishing banjo player to watch. And this is a recording he's made of it on the album Bill Evans Plays Banjo. He's got Don Rigsby doing the vocal, Glenn Duncan playing fiddle, Mike Compton on mandolin, and Chris Sharp on guitar. They were in the Hartford String Band that we heard just a few songs ago. And Mike Bubb is playing bass, and Bill, of course, is playing banjo, and he's a superb exponent of Earl Scruggs-style banjo. Here's Heavy Traffic Ahead, Bill Evans and the boys.
Saturday night when our work is done, we load our music up on the run. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, heavy traffic down the line. Heavy traffic ahead, heavy traffic ahead. We got to ramble, ramble, it's heavy traffic ahead. Thank you.
some great bluegrass music there, and that is so close to the start of rock and roll that you wouldn't believe it. It just sounded magic, and Bill Evans, of course, did a wonderful job. So did, well, the whole band did, really. Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Just about time for us to go. I hope you've appreciated all the selections. Some of them are from pretty way back in my shelves that we don't get to hear very often, and some of them are much more common. But I enjoy playing them for you, and hope you sort of have had a boost to your December, January listening. We're going to take it out with a track called How Mountain Girls Can Love, which is a classic bluegrass song. And this is from Seldom Seen, from the album Scenic Roots, doing a fine job of this. Thank you very much for listening. You'll find us next week at the same place and the same time, and hope you enjoy Back Porch Bluegrass.
Riding the night in the high cold wind on a trail of the old lonesome pine, thinking of you, feeling so blue, and why you left me behind. Yeah, get out, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Yeah, treat her right, never wrong, how mountain girls can love. Sweet ways, night would never end.
Get out, boys, go back home, back to the girl you love.
Get free.